Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I was going for a run this morning, and I think I do my best thinking when I'm out and about, out in the wilds, the wilds of England. And I was thinking about a number of situations that I've had recently where I've been with people, groups of people, and there's been one or two characters that have been, I suppose, a little bit jarring, people that I'm not completely in sync with, who aren't, or maybe who aren't in sync with me. And on the whole, I don't tend to meet people that I don't get on with very well nowadays. Touch wood, just in case. But what I've noticed is that these people that I don't particularly gel with, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to find a way to make space between me and them. It just happens. Things just naturally shift and change, and they don't tend to be in my orbit anymore. And it's really quite wonderful because I just know when I meet these people that they're just not going to be in my space for very long. And something that kind of this led me to thinking sort of from there, you can tell this is a bit of a rambly particular episode, but there we go. What it led me to realise from there is that the thing in life that's most important, and it's something that I touch on, I think, in nearly every episode that I share with you, but in this one, I think I'm just going to try and make it a little bit more clear. And it's something that comes from, I suppose, a quote that I try to live my life by. And it's one by Gandhi, which is, be the change you want to see in the world. It's not make the change or force the change or fight the change. It's be the change. And it made me realise even more sort of deeply today, and I do have these moments when I realise it, but each time the sort of realisation seems to sink in deeper and deeper. And today what I really got is that being that change is about making sure that I am in the best space that I can possibly be. Because when I am in that best space, then things shift and change. The energy that flows through me flows much more freely. I don't react to situations quite as I normally would. There's no sort of resistance or fighting or disturbance. And when I allow that energy just to flow freely through me, my S's and F's seem to be a problem today, then it affects change in my life for the positive that I don't even have to orchestrate. And not only that, but, and I feel a little bit big-headed saying this, and I don't even know if it's really true, but it's something that I became aware of, and that's that the people that I spend time with seem to change as well. They seem to let go of bad habits. Not that I'm judging their habits as bad, but they're generally habits that we would consider to be bad for your health. They generally try to sort of live cleaner lives. And I don't know if that's just me sort of seeing patterns and things that aren't actually patterns, or if it is because I try to live my life more cleanly myself, that then affects those around me. And as I said, I feel a little awkward sharing this because it feels a bit big-headed. But then if I don't share it, you might not notice patterns like that in your own life. So it seems wrong for me to always share the bad stuff. You know, to balance that, I should share some of the good stuff. So I hope you'll bear with me in this regard. And it made me sort of start thinking, these sort of realizations or these thoughts that I've been having, how incredibly important it is to honor myself, but not honor myself as in sort of, you know, worship myself or anything like that. But honour myself as in put my needs to make sure that I am living as aligned as I possibly can first. Put my meditations first, put my exercise first, put my health and my clean eating first, to make sure that I am as aligned and as attuned and as connected as I possibly can be. Because by doing that, then I affect greater change where I am, not by trying to affect change, not by thinking things should change, but just simply by being. And that brings me right back to what I started with the quote, be the change. And the change is about being so sort of aligned and connected yourself that others cannot help but be affected by it. And it's not because you think they should be, it's not because you think they need to be changing or that they must change. It's simply that if they feel inspired, they will. And the more that you can hold that space for your being, and this is something else that I've shared quite a bit recently, is the quote that I feel I was sort of inspired to have, to get. As I said, I think in a previous episode, I don't feel like I came up with this quote. I think this quote just sort of was given to me and plopped into my awareness. And it is that one's or our authentic power, a person's authentic power, lies and rests in their ability to hold space for their being. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about making sure you're so aligned in your beingness, in your authenticity, in your lack of reacting to programs and beliefs and all the other things that sway us in life. You're being so true to who you really want to be. I'm going off another divergent here, because quite often most of us aren't really aware of who we really are, because there's a depth to that awareness, there's a depth to who we are that we don't even scratch the surface of most of the time. I've actually made a meditation to help you get there, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes below as well. Because once you glimpse that truth of who you really are, and it's who you are outside of ego, outside of your beliefs and your triggers and all of that stuff, then, only then can you really align with that. And that truth of who you are is alignment with Source, God, Allah, whatever it is that you happen to believe in. Because that is the spark of that within yourself. And when you can align fully with that, and that's not to say that I do this all the time, most likely do it very infrequently, in fact. But when you do, there is incredible power in that. And it's not the power of force or the power over other things or over people. But there's an incredible power that comes through you when you're in that space. And it doesn't mean that you are projecting that power to try and make things change or make them happen. But it does create great change, purely and simply, by being in alignment with that source and that power. I hope this has been interesting to you. This is one of the topics, one of the things I am most passionate about. And if there's anything that you don't understand or any insights that you have that maybe I haven't touched on and you think I'd like to know, because I love learning and I don't profess to be the person that knows everything. So if you want to share those with me, I would really, truly love to hear from you. Otherwise, all my stuff is in the show notes below, how to contact me through my website, my online courses, the meditation I spoke about, and I hope to see you next week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.